ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி அப்சர்வ் த எஃபெக்ட் ஆஃப் சீயிங் அ லேடிஸ் ஐஸ் ஆன் அ யங் மேன் ஆஸ் போர்ட்ரேட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் குறுந்தொகை 72 பென் பை மல்லனார். The verse is situated in the hills of Kurunji and speaks in the voice of the man to his friend, responding to his query about the reason for the changes in the man. பூ ஒத்து அலமரும் தகைய ஏ ஒத்து எல்லாரும் அறிய நோய் செய்தனவே தேமொழி திரண்ட மென்தோல் மாமலை பரிய வித்திய ஏனல் குறியி ஒப்புவாள் பெருமழை கண்ணே. A sense of something soft and yet powerful emanates from this one. As it opens, we glimpse at Pu Othu, meaning flower-like, and in a short distance, A Othu, meaning arrow-like, appears and establishes the contrast of something soft and something sharp mentioned earlier. The phrase Yellarum Ariyanoi, meaning an affliction that becomes known to everyone, intrigues us. What could be that disease that instantly becomes visible to all around? Sangam women all seem to speak sweet words, as can be sensed in Te Mori. From her words, the focus turns on a physical attribute, her fleshy and soft arms in Tiranda Menthol. A concept of some significance in the field of agriculture can be seen in Pari Vittiya Yenal, meaning cotton and millets sown together. Ending with the words Marikkanne, the verse ends with one of my favorite expressions for a woman's eyes, something seen in many Sangam poems talking about rain-like eyes. What power could those eyes depicted as flowers and rain showers wield? The context reveals that the man had met the lady in the mountains and fallen in love with her, and the lady too seemed to reciprocate his feelings. When the man is with his friend, this person notices the changes in the man and queries him about it. To his friend, the man says, "With a nature akin to flowers, they move around with meekness, but with the nature of arrows, they seem to cause an affliction in me for all to see." With words of honey, having thick and gentle arms, she chases away birds on the great mountains, where amidst cotton, millets are sown and grown. My lady with huge rain-like eyes. With these words, the man relates how he has fallen for the mountain lady's fine eyes. Time to listen closely to the man's words. His surprise in the power of the lady's gentle eyes can be sensed in the way he describes how it looks like flowers and moves around, perhaps like a startled deer's eyes, and yet, like a well-aimed arrow, they seem to hit his heart at the right spot and create havoc. This havoc appears in the form of an affliction, something that's plainly visible to all around him. The man seems to be saying to his friend that not only you, my friend, anyone around can sense the changes in me. He then goes on to describe the wielder of those arrows, calling her words that of honey. Explaining it's not just the lady's eyes and words he knows about, he talks about her soft and thick arms too. Then he turns to mention her occupation, which seems to have been chasing away birds in that mountain field where both cotton and millets are growing together. Saying all this, the man finishes, perhaps with a sigh, recollecting the beauty of her eyes like the picturesque rain. Leaving aside all the other lines in the character sketch of the lady, let's zoom on to the one where she's chasing away birds. This occupation of mountain girls to chase away parrots and other birds from their father's millet fields have been explored in many Kurunji poems. But in this one, we get an additional information about how cotton too seems to be growing in the same field side by side. This led me to search on whether cotton millet cultivation is something practiced even now. In one news article from the late 2010s, a millet farmer complains because all his neighbors are growing cotton and the birds seem to attack only his millet fields. While that is one side of the story, other recent news articles talk about farmers now choosing to cultivate millet instead of cotton, as these are hardy crops and soil fertilizing as well. In both cases, millets and cotton seem to be a replacement for one another. But like our ancestors, couldn't both these crops be grown together? Like the lady's gentle eyes, this soft song on relationships thus seems to hold within the arrow of knowledge about possibilities in agriculture. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri. Vanakkam.